North Country Public Radio's Adirondack News Bureau was founded in 1999. NCPR only put an antenna in the Tri-Lakes area of the Adirondacks in the 80s. And since 1999, the Adirondack News Bureau has been staffed by one person, Brian Mann. But now that Brian is with NPR, you hear him all the time on Morning Edition and All Things Considered, we have a new reporter in charge of the Adirondack News Bureau. And she's a native. Let's get to know Emily Russell better on today's Story of the Day.
Story of the Day is supported by St. Lawrence Valley Roasters, established in 2008, and the proud roaster of Momentum Coffee, only available at NCPR, online at journabi.com.
Let's begin. Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Wednesday, June 24th. First up, the North Country will be among five regions of the state that will be able to enter phase four of New York's reopening plan beginning Friday morning. Speaking at a briefing in Manhattan this morning, Governor Andrew Cuomo said New York's phased reopening has led to new lows in COVID-19-related hospitalizations and deaths, and one of the lowest positive test rates in the country.
All the numbers are good. What we're doing works. Our approach has been vindicated, and the phased reopening by data works.
The businesses and industries allowed to restart under phase four include colleges and universities and low-risk indoor and outdoor arts institutions such as zoos, botanical gardens, galleries, and museums, also film and TV production, and professional sports. Cuomo also announced gatherings of up to 50 people would be allowed in phase four, up from the current 25. And places of worship will be able to hold services at 33% capacity, up from 25% capacity. However, indoor movie theaters, gyms, and shopping malls are not yet allowed to open. Cuomo said health experts are analyzing new data regarding air circulation in those kinds of indoor spaces that could spread the virus. As more regions enter this next phase of reopening, Governor Cuomo continued to urge New Yorkers to keep practicing social distancing, wearing masks in public, and washing hands.
The news is good in New York. Yes, it is. But that does not mean people can now relax.
Cuomo pointed to many other states around the country where COVID-19 cases are spiking, even after they thought they had the virus under control. And speaking of those other states with coronavirus outbreaks, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut announced today that people coming from those states will have to quarantine for 2 weeks. The travel advisory takes effect at midnight. Karen DeWitt reports.
Governor Andrew Cuomo was joined via remote feeds by New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy and Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont.
We're announcing today a joint travel advisory. People coming in from states that have a high infection rate must quarantine for 14 days.
Travelers from states that have an infection rate higher than 10% of their population for a 7-day average will be under the quarantine orders. That list includes Florida, Texas, North and South Carolina, Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, and Washington State. Some of those states can be removed from the list if their infection rates improve. Other states will be added if their numbers of people with the disease go up. Residents of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut who travel to those states in return will also have to quarantine. Violators who are caught face a $2,000 fine. The three states had strict stay-at-home orders throughout the spring and are undergoing a measured and careful reopening. New Jersey Governor Murphy says the economic shutdown has caused severe hardships that he does not want to repeat due to increased infections from elsewhere.
We have taken our people, the three of us, these three states, through hell and back. And the last thing we need to do right now is to subject our folks to another round.
There is no federal policy on closures and reopenings to help control the spread of the coronavirus. Connecticut Governor Lamont says states that have managed the virus well feel they have no choice but to act, saying, "We're not an island."
Right now, we're seeing places within some of these states where you have a positivity rate of 20, 30, 40%. In many cases, younger people, folks who travel, 18 to 35. Who are maybe not at risk themselves, but are highly infectious.
The travel advisories are a reversal of fortune for New York and the other states, who in the spring were virus hotspots, with New York at the epicenter of the pandemic in the U.S. Florida ordered quarantine of New York visitors for a time. The governor of Rhode Island briefly threatened to arrest travelers coming into her state from New York. The governors of the three states credit their success to the cooperation of people in their states who obeyed the stay-at-home orders and who are largely wearing masks and practicing safe social distancing. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
The Adirondacks are the environmental and cultural heart of the North Country. For more than 20 years, North Country Public Radio has had a dedicated reporter to cover the people, places, and issues of the region through our Adirondack News Bureau endowment. So let's meet our new Adirondack reporter who will lead that coverage. Emily Russell has been NCPR's Plattsburgh reporter since January 2019. She's won Edward R. Murrow Awards, Associated Press Awards since she came here, and she's a local. Emily grew up in Glens Falls.
I grew up in Glens Falls. I went to school there as a kid. And so, I lived there for, 20 years or so. Went away for college, went away for grad school, and then came back just a couple of years ago.
What interests you the most about the Adirondacks as a region, you know, right now? Like, where, you know, what interests you in this sort of moment in time for this place?
One of the great things about coming back is I really feel like I see this place so differently than I did when I was a kid. And I'm still, you know, there's just so much to learn about the Adirondacks, you know, the way it's managed, you know, how people are surviving out here and making a living. And I'm really fascinated about that. You know, there's just so many deep pockets of the park where people have, you know, had their roots for generations. And I'm definitely learning about how it is managed with the APA and the DEC. And so there's just a lot to learn about that. I know it's really complicated, but I'm excited to really sink my teeth into that in terms of land management issues here in the park.
One of the really interesting things about this beat, about covering the Adirondacks, is that it's about covering people and communities and relationships. It's also about covering wilderness and sort of nature as like a character of its own. And I know you love to hike. You love doing some audio postcards. What's your favorite kind of hike?
I don't love crowds, so I find myself, you know, sort of planning my hikes on where people might not be. Coming back to the Adirondacks has really given me a chance to discover maybe smaller, shorter hikes or hikes in, you know, less popular places of the park. I just did this hike with our coworker Monica Sandreski up Bear Mountain near Cranberry Lake. We're sort of along the ridge and a meadow of little periwinkle wildflowers. And then in terms of also avoiding crowds, I've really gotten into winter hiking, snowshoeing, using microspikes. There are patches of just pure ice on the trail, but the sun is high in the sky and it's just an amazing day to be out on the trail. I mean, there are just so many amazing trails here in the park, and especially outside of the high peaks, just to explore. And I think that 10 years from now, 20 years from now, I'll still be finding new trails, which I'm really excited about.
That's our new Adirondack reporter, Emily Russell. We cannot wait to hear what she does with that beat and with her take on the Adirondacks and its news. You'll find what Emily comes up with always on our website, ncpr.org. And you should really follow Emily on Instagram. She's a great Instagrammer. She's Emily Russell ADK. Music today by Anatak and Bass Culture Players. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.